meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
DSC. There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box so you can test drive both. Check out dollarshaveclub.com/ESPN, dollarshaveclub.com/ESPN, and visit DSC at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you.
Da-da-da. What do y'all want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressa da-da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressa and sa.
Mm-call.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressa da-da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote da-da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It's 80% preventable if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of heart disease. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's not like we didn't have a lot to talk about today, huh, Jordan? Do we have a lot to talk about today? I thought I did. I mean, I thought we had a lot to talk about today. Loved what I saw last night. Pelicans 128-118 defeating the Detroit Pistons.
Now B.I. driving on Bay, kick it right corner. Lonzo for three, a little long. Adams fights for the offensive rebound. To the cutting Zion, the right hand tomahawk punch.
Yep, B.I. also got in on it.
Adams above the right elbow. Bounce feed, the cutting Ingram. This time Ingram with a right hand punch.
Detroit was leading most of the way. Steady as she goes. It's what I've been smelling. This team's starting to learn to play better in the fourth and close out.
All right, Zion sizing up Stewart. Here we go again with the big bodies between circles. Game clock at four. Here we go. Spin in the lane. Lefty layup good. And one.
Isaiah Stewart, Jimmy Stewart, John Stewart. It doesn't matter. He can't guard it.
That is Jonathan Schaefer and the Graph, voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson. What do you say? Another excellent night last night with 32 points. 13 of 18, 5 assists, a block, 6 rebounds. Brandon Ingram, 27 points. We'll hear a little bit more from them coming up in a little bit. And them playing better together. So that's on the table. Also, as we reset the show for you here in hour number 2, The Athletic put out a story earlier this morning. Rocky relationship between the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson, apparently. Adam Schefter, a little bit ago, 26 minutes ago, then tweeted to try to clarify this, because trust me when I tell you, it's being talked about. He tweets, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade. His agent Mark Rogers tells ESPN, Wilson has told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to, Cowboys, Raiders, Bears, Saints. Russell Wilson has a no-trade clause per Schefter, so in the end, Wilson holds the cards. This all stems, Jordan, from basically
a report. Russell Wilson stormed out after his ideas for fixing Seattle's offense were dismissed.
This isn't, you know, even Deshaun Watson territory where he, you know, wants input on personnel decisions and hirings. This is Russell Wilson wanting to have his input mainly on the offense and scheme. And as you brought up the phrase, what is it? Shut up and throw the ball a bit. I mean,
that's apparently what Seattle told him.
I mean, yeah, exactly. 800-998-1003. We'll leave this segment open if you want to call in and chime in on this because our question of the day is real simple, Jordan.
Go. Yeah, we have a few questions of the day. Congratulations. Yes. You've been made the GM of your New Orleans Saints. What are you offering the Seattle Seahawks for Russell Wilson? And then also, the other question of the day has to deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. Give us your game ball, pat on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach in last night's victory over the Detroit Pistons.
We've had one call already, three first-round picks. Marshawn Lattimore, Ryan Ramczyk was what he would be offering. Uncle Earl, you're up first. What you got?
If I turn on the radio, I say, what the shit? What, man, look, if we get this dude, you might as well play the music, Gus. We get Russell Wilson for next year. That's all I got to say.
That's it, huh? Just play the music.
Hey, Gus, If he says he wants to stay in Seattle, wouldn't you think they would have to make a deal for this guy? Or is it that much turmoil that they're like, we don't want to deal with him? And he's an all-pro and he's a classy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to say that. So if he goes, Gus, I'm like you, playing with Sean Payton indoors, a good offensive line, great weapons. Man. Seems like a no-brainer to me, Gus.
No, like I said, I mean, look, those four teams, I can understand why he looks at them. I just laid out my case why I think the Saints have a very good shot at him, him wanting to go. Well, obviously, he made the list. Again, the most important aspect of that tweet by Adam Schefter is his agent says it. It's not speculation. It's not a reporter feels. It's not... perhaps these teams, his agent, in other words, Russell Wilson, has said the Saints are a team that he would go to. And, of course, it makes sense. It makes sense.
But Gus,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Gus. Gus, look at them other teams. The Saints are in a win-now mode. I would think, like, having everybody around him to – go to the playoffs and a chance to win the Super Bowl besides them other teams right now. I would think.
Gus, look,
if we get Russell, but Gus, what would you give up to get him?
I think I'm along the lines of Andrew Lopez. I think the conversation begins with, hey, man, I know it really stinks to be in this spot. I understand that. I do. We just went through it across the parking lot two seasons ago. Might have heard of him, Anthony Davis. I get it, man. I get it. It is what it is, but players need to be happy. And, you know, look, so I'll just make it easy for you. I'd like to keep Alvin Kamara and Ryan Ramczyk. What do we do to make this work? I want to make this work. What do you want? You send a U up text. What do you want? Oh, no, this is a lot more than U up. This is, I'm at the front door. Let's go.
Hey, I'm picking, in a non-creepy way. I'm picking you up at 9.
Yeah, I'm like, as a matter of fact, I'm like, you know what? I just touched down at Tacoma Regional. I'm in town. Can I take you to dinner? Is it open?
Where's your favorite place to eat?
Where's your favorite place? On me.
Favorite bottle of wine.
Mrs. B, as a matter of fact, she's sitting next to me.
There's no back and forth.
Just you tell me what it is that you need. Mrs. B standing next to me, and she's going to say, get it done. I mean, like, that's how I have that phone call. That phone call is very simple. It's what needs to happen. How do we make this work? What are you looking for?
Gus, how old is Russell Wilson? He's
32 years old.
32.
Mm-hmm. And he can sling it. He still can sling it. He's a hell of a football player, man.
He's really good, man.
Hey, Gus, if this does happen, do you think this is going to be – is this going to happen sooner than later?
It's gone from maybe it's a rocky relationship to the agent say, well, hold on, no one's asked for a trade just yet. But oh, by the way, if there is, again, look, that's a very strategic thing to do. You could have very easily just ended it by saying he hasn't requested a trade. That's it.
Right.
That's all the agent has to say. But again, what is he? What's his profession, Jordan? What does he do?
He plays football?
No. Ew, the agent.
Oh, yeah.
He's the agent. Yeah. And what did he do?
Signs the deal.
What did he do? What's the second part of that? He gave a list of four teams. So. He could have very easily tweeted at him. He could have said, hey, man, look, he has not requested a trade. He could have left it at that. That's all he had to do. Actually, he didn't even have to go back to Adam. He could have said, hey, man, I don't want to touch this right now, nothing. Or he could have just said, hey, look, we're working it out. Or he could have clarified it. He could have clarified it in 100 million different ways. He did two things specifically. Right. He did two things specifically. He said that he hadn't officially requested a trade, puts him in a good light. And secondly, but here are the four teams that he would go to, which means they've thought about it. Uncle Earl, I got to get to the other callers, man. Thank you so much, man.
Hey,
appreciate
Gus,
the phone call.
Have a good week, baby.
For sure, man.
Also, Gus, I wasn't listening to your question, so that's why I said he plays football. But
you never pay attention, though. You
I was reading Twitter, and an updated tweet from around the NFL, more than 10 teams have inquired about trading for the Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
Everybody, that's it. One of them better be the New Orleans Saints. Brian Bieniemy joins us. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, man?
All right, so you just heard that. Now 10 teams have apparently all called. You've been made general manager of the New Orleans Saints. Lord help us. What are you offering? But how's the phone call go? I just picked up. Hello, Seattle Seahawks.
Gather around, little kids. Let Uncle Brian tell your story. Russell Wilson ain't staying. That started way back in the Super Bowl when we saw Russell Wilson, Roger Goodell, and Sierra up in that little suite that they were in. And she was basically telling them, look, Roger, we know you hate the Saints. We understand this. But we're going to need you to call off your guard dogs because we want to move to New Orleans. Have you heard my music when they put that little bounce beat to it? That's exactly why I want to be there. It was done at that moment because the wife spoke. It was it. That was okay. Did you see Russ's face? He was uninterested as you know what in whatever Roger Goodell had to say. His mind was made up in that moment.
Okay.
But if we're seriously speaking, the speculation started weeks ago that Russell Wilson was unhappy, that there was a storming out situation, there was the idea of the formula in which Seattle wants to run is not what Russ wants to do. They want to be a ground-and-pound, smash-mouth football team, get back to their roots of just running the ball, 1, 2, 3 handoffs, and, you know, we'll punt the ball and play good defense. Mm-hmm. That's not Russ anymore. So they want to kind of move away from that. Russ wants to air it out, throw it all over the place, and show everybody he's an elite quarterback because he's starting to look around and think about legacy. We just saw Tom Brady, who's clearly 137 years old, win the Super Bowl just going to Tampa. Russ is not going to Chicago. What the hell is he going to do over there? They got no weapon. They don't even know what to do. Not going there. Mitchell Trubisky doesn't even want to play in Chicago anymore. Where's he going to go? Dallas? Right. You mean the dysfunction that is Dallas?
There you go.
Put them on the list to be nice. The dysfunction that is the Dallas Cowboys. Anybody? They don't even want to pay Dak Prescott. You think they're going to pay Russell Wilson? Ain't happening. There's only one team that's going to be on that list. That is the New Orleans Saints. They are the front runners for this. I've been saying it for I don't know, God knows how long, that it's Russell Wilson. Why is it Russell Wilson? Simply because Sean Payton and Russell Wilson make one hell of a match. You can call it that if you want to. And then there's this little caveat that came out right around maybe about a year and a half ago, right around this time, when Russell Wilson gave up his Pro Bowl spot for none other than who? Andrew Christopher Breeze. He ain't doing it for nobody else. He's doing it because he idolized number 9. And, you know, with all due respect to Uncle Earl, I understand that ESPN brainwashes you all into saying little cliches that they all sit around in the office and say, you know what, can we make the folks to sit around and water cooler and talk about? And then everybody came up with kick the tires. And if it wasn't kick the tires, it was cancer in the locker room. And then it moved on to what? Win now mode. What the hell do you think the Saints have been doing for the last 4 years? There's only been one thing that's held the New Orleans Saints back for 4 years. I give you a clue. He's about 5 feet tall, and that's
Stop
being
it.
Nice.
Stop
come
it.
On, Brian.
Stop it.
He wears number 9.
Stop
he has
it.
A bunch of Jimmy Johns and walk on. That's what's been holding the Saints back for the last 4 years.
No, it's
win now mode.
It's the officials. It's the officials. The officials and injuries. And
I'm pretty sure it was the officials' fault in 2017 that they didn't throw a single point in the first half. I'm pretty sure it was the official's fault that he threw a worm burner to Michael Thomas in 2018 and then threw the game-clinching interception. When Minnesota walked in, put their feet on his white couch, and just said, F your couch. That would be a Christmas ball, too. And, of course, 2020, when he couldn't throw the ball 10 yards. Definitely, that's definitely the official.
You got to remember, Jared Cook did fumble the football.
That's right, Jared Cook. It was Jared Cook's fault.
It was Jared Cook, because Jared Cook also threw the three other interceptions in that game. That was Jared Cook. This is what I do. Anybody want to debate me, before you get into your mode, you're like, you know what, I can't stand when Brian calls. I can't stand him on Twitter. Before you decide to tell me what you think, there's one very important thing I need you to do.
First line,
read
everybody.
The first sentence in my bio. It's there for you.
You know, this is just for you. I'm going to copy and paste the image of the NOLA.com article that now Amy Justice just put up. And it's a photo. Man, well, I tell you, Russell Wilson looks good, huh? In those shades. They got the silver mirror lens, and he's just to the right of Sean Payton. Photo taken in 2018 in the Pro Bowl. I mean, look, I'm just saying, I saw that image, and I immediately got the goosebumpies. I'm like, oh, boy. When you see the photo, it just makes so much sense. I mean,
before I get out of here.
Yeah.
About three first-round picks and a high-profile player. Welcome to New Orleans, Russell Wilson. I don't care how you feel about it. You know what I'm saying.
Yep, there he is, Brian Bieniemy. It's real simple. I like that. I like what he said. Three first-round picks and a high-profile player of your choice. What about that?
I'm down with that.
I like that. A high-profile player of your choice. And you live with it. And you absolutely live with it. What do you think when you see that picture, though? Come on, be honest.
If they were walking and, and Sean said, hey, strike a pose.
Yep. Ross Jackson next on ESPN New Orleans. Someone let me. Someone let me.
You're invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts. With huge incentives, this is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at HOMA's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cut Off, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cut Off is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Citizen.
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengat.
My God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone?
Calm.
What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down! No! My God! Okay, it's happening.
That is. That's the famous gift right there.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
That's it. That's it, the office gif that we all use, Ross Jackson. I don't know how else to, I mean, that does that summarize how everyone is feeling right now in the NFL, including Saints fans? Ross Jackson from Locked On Saints, how are you? Good afternoon.
Oh man, I'm doing well. I'm putting out all of these fires that I set to my living room when I saw the Russell Wilson news myself. So forgive me for being a little out of breath. No, but I mean it's what a wild day today has been, and I think that was a very appropriate way to open the show, open the segment for sure, because this has absolutely been that moment. So
I mean, it is. So two things I took away from it. And again, if y'all are just chiming in or getting in from lunch or whatever, you go, what are you guys talking about? It's very simple. We'll go over it really quickly. The Athletic, couple of reporters put together a piece kind of documenting and chronologically the rocky relationship between Seattle and Russell Wilson. In that piece, it was about Russell wanting some input on the offense, the scheme, etc. They dismissed him. He stormed out. It was a game around the Cardinals. And a couple of teams were mentioned in there. Since then, what really has started the fire is what Adam Schefter tweeted, because there's two things, Ross, as we get into the conversation now, that stood out to me. Russell Wilson's agent said that Wilson hasn't demanded a trade. I think you say that on purpose, right? Doesn't put him in the bad light or whatever. But then he could have stopped there. He didn't. He said, but if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to, and then he lists them, the Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and Bears. At the end of the day, that guy's an agent, and Mark Rogers did that on purpose.
Yeah, basically. That's exactly right. What this doesn't say is that the Saints, Raiders, Bears, and Cowboys are in trade talks for Russell Wilson, right? But what it does say is that if Russell Wilson was to get traded and a trade were to become possible, which we can say that he didn't demand a trade, but we can certainly say that maybe they're strongly insisting upon one based upon some of the stories that we've heard, him walking out, storming out of meetings, getting a lack of clarity on who the, you know, how they're going to fix the offensive line, all these things, that these are the four teams that they would be willing to take a trade from. The Saints being on that list is a pretty big deal. And keep in mind, too, that there have been two different lists that have circulated throughout the day today. There was the early list that The Athletic, Jason LaConforna, as well over at NBC, had talked about that included the Saints and Raiders, but also included the Dolphins and the Jets. So there is something significant, too, to the idea that this list has undergone some change, but the Raiders and Saints have been consistent across the two. And certainly if the offensive line is the biggest concern for Russell Wilson in Seattle, that out of those teams, Saints have a pretty darn good one that they can put out in front of them.
Well, Ross, you're mentioning the two teams that have been consistent in the two lists, and it makes sense. One's John Gruden, one's Sean Payton. Boom, right? Two guys that you would think offensively. And the other aspects why I think the Saints, when I look at the teams that the agent put out, they're knowns. There are more knowns with the Saints than the others. Ryan Pace may not be there next year. Nagy may not make the season. And it's cold, and do I want to go there, right? Dallas, that's a mess. They can't even sign the quarterback they got now. What makes you think you might feel different? I don't know about that. And with the Raiders, okay, look, that's why that team's on there. But with New Orleans, I absolutely know what the quarterback-coach relationship's going to be like. I know it's complete buy-in, top to bottom, owner to GM. I know that football is the, you know, how important it is, all of that. There's so many knowns that it just makes sense.
Yeah, not to mention, you know, on the offensive side in New Orleans, right, you have the offensive line that maybe has some struggles, but not the same struggles that Seattle had throughout its regular season, that Kansas City had during the Super Bowl, right? There's a very different look of when it comes to the New Orleans thing. You talk about a guy in Russell Wilson that in Seattle over his, since 2012, he's been sacked enough to lead the NFL in time sacked since 2010, two additional years on top of that. He's been sacked 394 times. You have to go back to 2009 in order to get Aaron Rodgers above that. So you're adding 3 years just to get Russell Wilson down to second place in terms of time sacked over the course of his time in the NFL. So he's a little bit tired of getting hit, I imagine. Drew Brees, on the other hand, though he has missed some time, of course, during these, but still only 212 times sacked during that time, more than 150 times less, more than 170 times less than Russell Wilson. And so I think the offensive line definitely helps. The coaching situation that you mentioned, I think, is dire. It's really, really important because we all know Russell Wilson modeled his game, with the exception of what he can do with his legs, but modeled his passing game behind Drew Brees, right? Because they were similar in stature. Sean Payton knows how to work with a 6-foot quarterback. He knows how to work with a mobile quarterback. He's shown now that he can win with a Taysom Hill, right? So I think that all of that factors in. And then, you know, there's just the little old Michael Thomas and a little old Alvin Kamara that are also a part of the skill position players, right, for this team. So I do think that the Saints have probably the most, and we've talked about this before, right, just talking about free agency, they have one of the more, I would say, top-of-the-line things to offer, top-of-the-line offerings to a new quarterback looking for a new situation.
One of the things that that is being put out there is going to be interesting. Again, look, I saw one report right before you came on. As many as 10 teams already called Seattle. I mean, you have to. You have to. I mean, seriously, I'm firing a GM if you're not at least just placing a call just to know what that's going to be. But at the end of the day, money matters. Cap hits because Russell is under a big contract. So, Ross, when you look at cap hits, what is it? I saw NFL update on Twitter say it's $39 million in dead money that would go into their cap, waiting to process the trade until after June 1st will allow them to push $26 million into 2022. There's some money with Drew. There's the cap situation with the Saints. And then there's draft, you know, capital and what you could offer and all of that. Do you think at the end of the day, though, if teams and people wanted to make it work, it makes it work?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And this thing certainly could do that. I mean, you know, this is a team that has absolutely no problem restructuring deals, right? So you execute this trade, you convert a portion, a large portion of his base salary, which I think is only $19 million that carries over to the new team if he were traded. So with that being the case, you can convert a large portion of that to a signing bonus, drop his first year number, and then extend it. It builds up the next 2 years on the deal. But if you also trade for him and then sign him to an extension before next season as well, you can spread that out. So it's really, really, if a team wants to get it done, a team will get it done. And that's the Saints included, regardless of their salary cap situation. There's a lot of different ways that they can go about it. And just about any team that tries to land Russell Wilson wouldn't do it and then go, uh-oh, now we're over the salary cap, right? They would all have a plan in order to be able to make that work before they would execute that trade.
All right, so our question of the day, speaking with Ross Jackson, Locked On Saints. You can follow him on Twitter at Ross Jackson NOLA. It's real simple. You're good. We knew you were good, but you're this good. You're a new general manager of the New Orleans Saints. So, Ross, as GM of the New Orleans Saints, what is your offer to the Seattle Seahawks?
There's a rumored asking offer of about 3 first-round picks, and if that's all that it would take, I would do that in a heartbeat. And the reason why I mention that is because the Saints have done such a phenomenal job. Jeff Ireland, Terry Fontenot has left, but Jeff Ireland, the guy that does all of the draft scouting and is a huge portion of the Saints' success since 2017, but beginning with drafts in 2015, has done such a great job at building this team in the second, third, and fourth round. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, a fourth-round pick. Eric McCoy, second-round pick. Adam Trautman, a third-round pick. And you can go through Alvin Kamara, third round. Michael Thomas, Marcus Williams, second-round guy.
Ross is dropping the knowledge, baby! This is why we have Ross on! He just told us anybody that's worth a bleep on this team. Go, Ross!
Those are all second, third, and fourth round guys, right? They've done such a phenomenal job at building their roster with those picks that if you don't have the first round pick for the next 3 seasons, it doesn't automatically mean the Saints can't draft players that can affect their team. It just means they don't have any more first rounders. And ideally, and in a situation where you're trading for Russell Wilson anyway, your hope is that that's going to be pick number 29 through 32 for the next 3 seasons anyway. So
Bingo.
What's the difference? You're not
Bingo.
Getting first round graded folks
yep.
at that point, right? So that certainly makes a big deal. So if it is that and it is 3 first round picks and that's all that it takes, then I would do that in a heartbeat. I imagine, though, that the Saints would have to do a little bit more because they do have that expectation, right, that they would be back of the first round. And so they might have to do a little bit more work to sort of sweeten the pot a bit in terms of their competition being the Bears, Raiders, and Cowboys. They would have to do a little something to be able to match that. But I think that that's where I would start, and I would certainly be more than comfortable with that.
Ross, if I'm Seattle, I'm probably not liking the way things are shaping up this fine morning over there in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, it's not even noon, and the guys over there in the executive offices probably are not hungry for lunch. But of the four teams that, you know, the agent drops, man, three in the NFC. Why in you know what would I send them to the NFC? I mean, the Raiders, right? I'm like, hey, billion-dollar stadium. You need a marquee guy. Here he is. You know Gruden wants him. They gave Gruden a 10-year, $100 million deal. So that tells me they're willing to do whatever. And you know what? I ship them to the other conference.
Yeah, and that would be the smart thing to do. But the fact of the matter is that it's all going to sort of come down to what is the best deal for the team. If that team ends up being able to get three first-round picks and maybe a starter from the New Orleans Saints, and that puts them in a position to where that starter is important enough to their team that they can build around what they have left and utilize those draft picks to build around. They still have to find an answer at quarterback as well. That's another part of the equation that could be factored into the draft. That really does lift up, I think, the Las Vegas Raiders, because they know that it seems that they're willing to move on to Marcus Mariota. Teams are interested in him. Maybe you get a bridge quarterback for a little while and some early first-round picks. But it's just going to depend upon what those packages look like. And so the most likely scenario, if you were traded to any of those four teams, could be the Raiders. But it also depends on what the Saints are willing to offer and what else monetarily they're able to do in terms of maybe agreeing to take on a little bit more of the deal or certain things like that that may allow them to be able to push themselves ahead.
Final thing for you here in 30 seconds, Ross. Brian Bieniemy suggested his deal is, you know, three first rounds and a high-profile player of your choice. Is there any high-profile player on this team that you wouldn't include?
That I wouldn't include? Yeah,
would
probably
not.
Either Alvin Kamara or Michael Thomas, because he's part of the draw to get Russell to that team.
Okay, there it is. I'm assuming a special podcast or a special episode probably coming up.
Well, I was able to get one out in the morning, but I'll have another live episode later on today. I'll keep working. You know how it goes,
that Ross Jacksonola, thank you so much, man, for fitting us in. I'm telling you, folks, he's one of the best that covers the team. It's not even a question. Not even a question. At Ross Jackson Nola is the way to follow on Twitter. Go check it out, Locked On Saints. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Alex.
There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box, so you can test drive both. Check out DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, and visit DSE at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all 5 of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Well, it's been a fun, interesting afternoon, huh, Jordan?
A lot of things going on in the world.
Recap our questions of the day quickly before we get to our next wonderful guest.
Yeah, 2 questions of the day. Congratulations, you've just been made general manager of your New Orleans Saints. What are you giving up for Russell Wilson? And the second question of the day is, what we usually do for the New Orleans Saints, but we're doing it for the New Orleans Pelicans. Give us your game ball, pat on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach in last night's victory, 128-118 over the Detroit Pistons.
You ready? You ready to bring in our next guest?
I'm ready.
All right, Ollie Cosell. Mr. The Bird Writes joins us. Ollie, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing well, I did with Andrew Lopez in our number one, sir. Pick a Pelicans player that stood out to you yesterday, so I can use an appropriate highlight to welcome you to the segment.
Well, I'm guessing everybody would probably want to say Zion or Brandon Ingram. So you know what? I'm going to say Steven Adams. He had missed a couple games, and he puts up a big double-double. So I thought he was a very solid presence on both ends of the floor, especially when they weren't playing the first half, guys. Remember, I mean, you thought they were headed for another loss seeing that first 24 minutes.
Interesting. I don't have a highlight from them out of the 13 that are in the sound bank, but I do have Steven Adams' sound, so I can definitely do that as well, because there was something that stood out to me that he said, and it was funny because it has to do with Zion, and I played it a little bit earlier because there's still some doubters out there about his play. This is what Steven Adams had to say last night.
He's playing good, man. If anyone else disagrees, get out of here, man. It's just stupid. Yeah. I don't need to say much on that, man.
All right, so, Ollie, one of the reasons I wanted you on, man, I saw the Bird Writes Twitter account tweeting a bunch of numbers, and I'm terrible in math, and I start seeing a couple of digits, and my brain starts getting scrambled. So I want you to explain through them here in a quick sec. After I ask you if you're smelling anything like I am, in the opening segment of the show, I was saying I'm starting to smell some things. I'm starting to smell a team that... starting to learn how to play in the fourth. I'm starting to smell a player in Zion that's, man, it's gone past growing before our eyes now. He's maturing. You're hearing it in his conversations, in his sound afterwards, in his play on the court, his comfortableness. I'm starting to smell a team that's starting to learn to play together. I'm starting to smell a duo that is starting to learn to play off of one another. I'm just starting to smell a team that I think is taking some steps to make me start to feel that, they could be a winning team here in the future. I don't know. Are you smelling anything like that as well, or is it just me?
No, it's definitely not just you. If people haven't been paying attention, this Pelicans offense has turned into a juggernaut. And I think the biggest reason for that is simply because guys are falling into their roles. When you have a young team, and especially when you're talking about a guy like Zion Williamson coming to the league, you know, you're not sure what to do. So I think last year they all seemed to defer to Drew Holiday, right? Well, he left. Brandon Ingram pretty much started this season as the man. You know, everybody was talking, writing about him the first month or so of the season. But now it's Zion. And I feel like I said, they're fitting in their roles as towards Zion. He's become the most, I think, unstoppable force in the NBA outside of maybe Giannis and LeBron. Right, in terms of where his impact, you can't stop him, but he also makes the right decision. He doesn't shoot bad shots, but he finds open teammates. So when you get the guy that can do all that, the ball, the majority of the time, and you've got good shooters, good scorers around him, I think now we're kind of seeing, you know, the recipe, you know, finished, right? Kind of the product of all these moves, all these little, you know, intertwinings that have happened within the team. So, yeah, I think your smell test definitely passes. You know, I just wish, you know, I got to throw in the critique. I wish it would start transferring a little bit more on a defensive end, right?
Because right.
The offense is playing so well, they should be better than 9-7, right, over their last 16 games. That's all. I mean, it's a little critique, but we got to mention it. They're still far from a finished product overall.
Speaking with Ollie Cosell, of course, you can follow him over on Twitter at OELHKOSEL, editor-in-chief of The Bird Writes. And that's how I was referring to with Andrew. It's sort of like when you walk into the theater and you smell the popcorn. I haven't bought it yet. You know, I mean, you walk into a restaurant, you just smell the deliciousness. I haven't had the meal yet, so I don't know how to review the critique it, but it smells like it could be something I may enjoy. So that's kind of where I went with that. Ollie, I want to get to what you were tweeting, and go ahead. I'm just telling people to turn it up if you're listening, or just pay attention to what Ollie's about to tell you. Why is 1/26 an important date to you? And that's January 26th. You referenced it the last 16 games. But you put up numbers about Zion, Brandon, Lonzo, and you continued offense. Just go ahead. It's yours.
Right. So that was about the date when suddenly Zion was getting more of the touches, initiating the offense for the Pelicans. And suddenly his assist started going up. Suddenly the team's offense started percolating amongst compared to the rest of the league. Suddenly this three-point shot started dropping, right? Suddenly all of a sudden all these good things started happening. And it really just stems back to the fact that Stan Van Gundy said, look, we were kind of looking for Zion on the perimeter before, right? We're not going to just make him a post player. But now he's going to be the one bringing up the ball. He's going to be the one that's going to, like I said, initiate the offense. So since that time, that's why it's important, I think, to make that delineation. Because that's about the time when Stan says, yeah, we're upping his responsibilities. And so now you're seeing it. More drives, right? More you know, pick and rolls he's running, right? It's all these things have stemmed from that date, it seems like. And they're all positive, all because of Zion. So, yeah, I feel like that's a very important moment in time that people need to understand why all of a sudden the Pelicans are playing better. Well, that's about the time when Zion basically became the de facto point guard of the team. That's why everybody's suddenly talking about, right, point Zion, PowerPoint Zion. Pick whatever phrase you guys want to use, but it's happening, and it's glorious.
PowerPoint Zion, 27 points. You tweeted Brandon Ingram, 24 points. Lonzo Ball, 15.9 points in those 16 games. That's incredible production. And as you're saying, I mean, they're one of the best teams in the offense in the NBA.
They certainly are. I mean, they have unstoppable forces, freaks of nature, if you will, at a lot of positions. And look, Zion, I don't have to describe. You guys see the highlights every time there's a game. You watch SportsCenter. He's not only doing the dunks, but now it's the way he's weaving through traffic, getting around two players. Like I said, I think it's most important is that he's not shooting like, say, 20, 25 shots a game like some of these other volume scorers in the league. No, he's picking and choosing, and you're loving it because the turnovers are low. He's keeping teammates involved. And when you've got a guy like Brandon Ingram, I mean, I hope people aren't overlooking him. He's putting up the same numbers he was last year, which was an all-star campaign, right? It was 25 points, great shooting numbers. He can score from anywhere over people. So you've got those two major weapons, what, maybe the two of the top 15 offensive players in the league right now on the same team. That says a lot. And then all of a sudden you've got Lonzo Ball, who, Gus, I'm so happy to see you or hear you mention his name, right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing we gave this guy a little bit, you know, a leash, or at least David Griffin did. Because everybody wanted him off the team. He was performing poorly. Got sat down with a knee tendinopathy. And since that time, boy, he's become one of the best shooters in the league, right, from mid-range, from three-point range. So everything's, like I said, fitting in so well. And, you know, it's easy, I guess, then when you're stepping back and looking at it, how it's turning out on paper, right? Best offense. Look, this is one thing I just noticed. They're number one since that time, January 26th, in fast break points in the league. And it's not even close. So they're playing to their strength. That's exactly the goal of every team for every coach in this league, and they're doing it.
Ali, like you just said, I mean, we see what the Pelicans can do in this first half of the season. Five games left, obviously, have a chance to go over 500 for the first time in a while in these next few games. But looking back or looking forward to the second half of the schedule, I saw that you put out a tweet yesterday that the Pelicans have the 13th most difficult schedule. What do they have to do in the second half of the season to continue, you know, their growth as a team and go on those winning streaks to make a push for the playoffs?
I think without a doubt, they've got to learn to win on the road. I mean, they have struggled, right, this year at home. They've got a winning record on the road. I want to say they're 5-10. I don't have it in front of me, but it's really bad. And in order to play better on the road, you can't just have a good offense. Your defense has to start showing up a little bit more. You know, we saw the glimpses of it in Boston, right, second half against Detroit. I would say the last maybe 14, 15 minutes of the game, but no, it's going to have to become a lot more prevalent throughout the game. So when you look at the schedule, and I think it's evenly divided, right? There's about 42, 41 games left, and pretty much half of them are at home. The other half are on the road. And there's going to be some tough stretches, too. I mean, the one I'm looking at is towards the end of March, right? There's Clippers, Lakers. You got the Nuggets twice. You got the Mavericks. You got the Celtics and the Portland Trailblazers twice, all in a row.
That's the gauntlet.
So you want to be heading into that. You know, right, that stretch, playing better defensively, because otherwise it's not going to be a good look, no matter how well your offense is playing. So, yeah, I mean, you guys are right to point out a lot of these positives about the offense. But, yeah, looking forward, looking ahead, they still got a lot of meaningful games against this Western Conference. And they're still not playing well enough, I think, to be considered a top eight, you know, sure in playoff team.
When that schedule came out yesterday at 2 o'clock, two things were prevalent a lot in the next, you know, 60 minutes that I had the mic on. And two things were, I wanted this team to go 4-2 in the final six going to the All-Star break. I said, if you want to be a playoff team, you got to start playing above 500, right? I mean, you look at teams 1-6 in the Western Conference standings, they're all, you know, 6-4, 7-3, whatever. They're above that. So you have to play better than that. After I saw the second half of the schedule and that gauntlet that you just touched on, I said, you really need to go 4-2. And the first two out of the break have got to be wins. Like, you have to play those games, the back-to-back of the T-Wolves and the Cavs, like you have to win them. I mean, you have to start out 2-0 out of the break. Have to.
I will not argue, Gus, with you or you, Jordan, because you're absolutely right. Pelicans have dropped some of these games that they should have had, right? When they had that four-game winning streak not that long ago, went on a four-game road trip, and they dropped three games in a row to sub-500 teams, right? The Bulls, Pistons, Mavericks. Couldn't even get one. It wasn't even really that close. It was disheartening. That can't happen anymore because you're right. The West is too tough. The overall league is too tough. And look, they've got to be fortunate that they haven't sustained any major injuries. So you got to take advantage of these moments. So it's good to see them come back last night against the Pistons. Tonight, of course, is a real tough one against the Bucks. But I think they've got a good chance to get one against the Spurs coming up this Saturday. They're dealing with some COVID issues. They don't have their full team. So the Spurs are ripe for a win there. Of course, you got the Jazz after that. But Bulls, yeah, the Heat, who have struggled a lot. Timberwolves, Cavaliers, you got to get a bunch of wins. You got to rack them up. Get over 500 before you hit that tough stretch.
Easy enough. Ollie, when you look at tonight, obviously the game here, look, I mean, let's be honest, it surprised everybody. No one expected it to be up by 30 and all that. And you saw Milwaukee when they got it together. You know, you had to hold on for the win. But you go back even to the bubble, that game against, I don't know why. The Pels tend to play Milwaukee pretty decent. Maybe no Jrue Holiday looks like tonight. And here's the other aspect that I'm going to be pointing to. Giannis has actually started almost being point Giannis as well. So you may see two very athletic bigs bringing the ball up the court a lot, I think, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Because they discovered in that game what the Pelicans were doing in the first half, right? If you guys remember, Steven Adams was guarding Giannis. And it kind of, you know, dissuaded him from being that usual attacking mentality. Well, he discovered, look, that's Steven Adams. I'm faster, you know, my mobility is 1,000 times better. So he then just started carving up Steven, and there was nothing Pelicans defense could do, right? That second half, Giannis put on a show because the Bucks, what were they? I think losing by 23, 24 points at halftime. And boy, they made that game close to where I thought, hey, they might lose this one, right? We all did. That's going to kind of have to be the theme, of course. You can't let Giannis go off like that. Now, how they do it, I hope, Stan Van Gundy doesn't try and rely on that same kind of combination again, because Giannis is going to be ready for it this time, right? He's been in the league long enough. He's an all-star. He's unstoppable. So no gimmick defense is going to work, and that's going to be the key. Even though they don't have Jrue Holiday, they still, of course, have Chris Middleton. A lot of good shooters, right? Good scorers, good role players. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how it's going to unfold tonight. I mean, you know what, guys? I would be tempted to give Giannis a turn or two against, right? Giannis versus Zion. I think that could be interesting because both these guys are just pulling balls, rolling downhill. Let's see what they can do defensively because, you know, they're big, they're strong, they're fast.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I think that would make for the best TV in the world. I want to see it personally.
Oh, yeah. You know, ESPN would love to have those highlights. That is for sure. At OLEHKOSEL is Mr. Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief of the Bird Rights. Thank you so much, Ollie. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Ollie.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
That's it. No more guests, Jordan. Rest of the show, I want y'all's opinions. What are you willing to give up for Russell Wilson? And your thoughts on the Pels. Am I the only one that's smelling things? The Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Join us for our President's Day event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. You can get a great deal on a Ram today. Check out all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
At Thibodaux Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodaux Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodaux.com.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, I want to hear from you. 800-998-1003. The rest of the show, including this segment, including hour number three, is wide open to you. Am I the only one smelling things about the Pels?
Smelling?
I am smelling some things.
Smelling Pelicans?
I'm smelling some things, all right? And then the news of the day, my goodness. We reset some things here quickly, and then we'll get to the Cajun Goats. Real simple. Adam Schefter tweeted a while back. He's gone? Okay. All right, we'll get to Twitter Dave in a quick sec. So essentially what happened is real simple, and that is that The Athletic put out a story saying there's a kind of a rocky relationship with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Since then, Adam Schefter tweeted, per his agent, Russell Wilson has not requested a trade officially. But if a trade were to happen, there's four teams he would play for, and he has a no-trade clause. It's the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Bears, and the Saints. This is the second list the Saints have made in the Athletic story. It was the Dolphins, Jets, Raiders, Saints. Twitter Dave, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, guys. Real quick question, and then I can tell you, I'll give you my GM answer. Do you know if the guy that had 13.5 sacks this year, what's his name on the defensive end?
Trey Hendrickson?
Hendrickson. Is he restricted or unrestricted?
Unrestricted.
Unrestricted. So mm-hmm. We can't do nothing with him. All right. So two number ones and Taysom Hill. You're getting Russell Wilson, so basically you have a better thrower and more experience. A guy that can actually play the quarterback position far better, and he runs the ball, and he knows how to slide because of his baseball background.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I disagree with Brian. I'm hoping Brian's listening. I know you want to be like I know you want this to be like Ricky Henderson or not Ricky Williams deal. I feel like that's what the sort of deal we want to do. Or maybe when Dallas traded their running back for five number ones. I get it. You just gotta calm down. Calm down, Brian. That's how you go. What you do is you end up losing in that sort of trade. And you lose five. You know, put your program back 5 years. You give them two number ones. You give them Taysom Hill. If they don't take the deal, so be it. You know, that's all you can do. I'm not going to swing for the fences because if it don't work out, you're going to set your program back 5 years. And that's just the way I feel. And I'm loving the show, listening all day, and I'll holler at you later.
Thank you, Twitter. Dave, Jordan has something for you.
If that's the trade offer that's being...
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh,
this
boy.
Is... This is the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, hold the receiver end to the mic. There it is. There. What? Hello.
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 Wait. You don't want Taysom Hill in two first.
Look
round?
At you with the little something. He went and picked up the telephone here in the office. Hanging up on Twitter, Dave. Huh?
No, I just two first rounds, and Taysom Hill's not going to cut
it. Ross Jackson said, again, that was such a great interview there. Ross said the rumor out there is Seattle wants at least three ones. That was it. I don't think I could call fast enough, right? I mean, if I call, I'm Mickey, and they go, Mickey, man, it's Russell Wilson. I mean, I think we're going to need at least three ones, man. Done. Like, I don't even... Done.
Don't have to lose any players?
Done. Done.
They're not even in the building.
That's a done. That is a... Should I send the... I mean, Mrs. B standing right next to me. She'll have the plane fueled out of MSY. It'll be in Tacoma in no time. No time. Back to the phone lines to go. Buddy, I completely forgot what you said. He just told me the name, too. Alfred, thank you so much. Alfred, thank you,
hey,
man.
Guys.
How are you? What's up, buddy?
Doing well. Well, I just had a crazy thought.
Sure.
Why not cajole Russell or cajole Dallas to get Russell traded to Dallas and then get Dak at a much better price and give Dak a year to get right?
Dak's probably going to be included in that trade, I'd imagine, for Russell Wilson if the Cowboys were to make an offer.
All right, so let me ask you this. Here's the thing. Russell wants 40. The Cowboys are apparently saying, that's fine. We want it for 5 years. He wants it for four. It's funny you bring that up because one of the things I wrote down and I saw, and Ross Jackson tweeted it, retweeted it. Brad Spiegler put it on Twitter, Pro Football Focus. Russell Wilson's remaining contract for whatever team acquires him, he has three more years remaining, $19 million fully guaranteed this year. $19 million base salary, $5 million roster bonus next year. $22 million base, $5 million roster bonus in 23. The cap hits for the team that gets him, $19 million, $24 million, $27 million. Total earnings, $70 million, 3 years, $23.33 million. I'm just going to stop there. Bargain. Like, he's not playing. Like the fact, again, I just told you, Dak wants 40. The newest quarterbacks that have been signing are 35 and above. Russell Wilson's 19. Like, I was saying give Jameis, you know, 2 years, 18 mil. Like, I was trying to sign Jameis for 18 mil. If you could get Russell for 19, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, again, if I'm Mickey, I'm not getting off the phone. I am on a plane. I am doing whatever it takes because granted, you're going to have to, that's what you offering. I'm calling his agent. Hey, I got a new contract for you. I got an extension after this year. Cause obviously Russell Wilson's going to make more than that to whatever team. But again, he would have to wait if he stays in Seattle another 2 years for an extension. You know? So, I'm Russell. Hey, it is what it is now at this point. It is what it is right now at this point. But if I get traded, I can go to a team that I like. Maybe pairs me with an offensive-minded guy that I want. Again, to me right now, it's got to be John Gruden and Sean Payton in the lead. It's got to be. It's got to be. So, I can go somewhere where I know my input matters. I'm going to get a new contract extension, which means more money, and I'm going to be happier. So I'm keeping an eye on this because I don't think it's just going to go away.
Yeah, it gives us something fun to speculate here in the office.
Hey, if Brian suggested last hour, he's willing to give up three first-round picks and a high-profile player of your choice. Is there a high-profile player on the Saints roster that you wouldn't include? Or would you do that? Would you say, here's your three first that you want, and you can pick anybody on the roster?
I wouldn't do that, but that, you know, I would certainly have Kamara and Lattimore and Thomas and Ramchek all on the do not disturb list.
I like that, the do not disturb list. And I get it. Running backs, you know, they diminish. They do. I get that. But, man, my thing with Kamara is he is your best offensive player. He can score.
Right.
He's turned into a leader, I thought, last year. And again, sort of like with Deshaun Watson, one of the reasons that you want to leave there, and especially because, look, Seattle's been successful. They've been successful. He's never had a losing season as a starting quarterback. So if I get rid of everybody, you know, I'm in trouble. So maybe I promise you, if it's just three first-round picks, dude, I'm all about it. Alfred, thank you so much, man. I've reached the top of the hour. It is hour number three. Next on ESPN New Orleans. No guests, just you. The callers.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise. DSC.
There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box so you can test drive both. Check out DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, and visit DSC at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing. We can help you replace those wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably